G'day, this is Paddy Rob Palmer. It is the 15th of April and this is our podcast, and today was the day, Robert.
Oh, the unofficial opening.
Well, the really official. Not yesterday was the official, but yeah, today.
The better than the official.
Of course it was.
That's
the
what
bigger
it is.
Than the official.
The bigger and better than the official opening of the Terrigal Boardwalk.
That's right. But one person who was walking along this morning, the Terrigal Boardwalk, was from the Central Coast Academy of Sport, Mr. Ian Rebilliard, local legend. Good morning, Ian.
Paddy, how are you? I was in that marching band and I didn't appreciate the headlock.
We had to talk to someone though.
Oh, I can see that.
Paddy, they call you Moose for nothing.
Anyway, Moose, mate, how good is this? I know there was last night on social media a lot of whinges about it, but come on, this is just fantastic.
Oh, it is. I mean, I was at the actual launch yesterday afternoon because I had the premier up here, and Crouchy's done a great job. And I mean, one of my
don't
mates,
say that too much. You've
yeah,
got to
I know,
ahead.
But one of my mates is in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
He was down here, and people forget about the disability aspect to this, and it's just phenomenal.
And for the rock pool, there's access for people with wheelchairs, so you can wheel down, have a swim in the rock pool, because that's been done up as well.
Yeah, but you don't take your wheelchair into the rock pool.
Oh, right? No, with the rust, I know, but I'm just saying you've got access there.
You're down there.
Well, you can. If you go to the surf club, they've got those surfer equipment.
They do.
They
do that on the surf.
Right, of course.
Would happen here, but it's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And how popular is it?
Oh, look, I've just done a quick head count, and this is only on about the first 100 metres, and there's more than 100 people just going to and fro along this boardwalk, loving it. I've never been to a place anywhere where there's so much activity in the morning. The Central Coast seem to just get out and do stuff.
Well, it's a very popular morning walk, and it's only going to be more popular with this now open.
Do you want a coffee from Buffon as well?
Oh, now there's a good coffee shop as well.
As we talk, the Central Coast Canine Club, they've got their dog display over there, Ian.
That's right.
They're into the croissants.
Yeah. So we've got it all happening here. Ian, thank you so much. I know you're just walking along and you're taking a bit of a break, mate. Thanks for joining us. And, mate, everything going well with the Central Coast Academy of Sport?
It's going very well. We've got 3,000 athletes up in the Hunter this weekend, so it's a big weekend for us. So
calm
before
the
thaw.
Will we have many in the Olympians?
Good question. Hopefully four or five, we think.
From the Central Coast. Fingers crossed, mate.
Fingers crossed. Well done, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks for the headlock. I'll go straight to my physio.
Back in that marching band. There he goes. Back into the marching band as the marchers walk by here.
Wave to flip.
There we go. There they go. Good on you, Moose. Good on you, mate. There he is.
There's some people in the water.
Oh, you wouldn't say, you bloody idiots.
What do they call that troop of people that swim in terror?
Fools. That's what they call them.
You are.
You bloody idiots.
No.
It's cold. You don't know what's out there.
They're not
no
swimming
way.
Very fast.
Boys running past. Everyone's getting a... I can't believe the hive of activity. G'day, boys. The hive of activity at Terrigal on a weekday morning. See, we miss all this.
It is buzzing.
It is. Listen, a warning, though. If you go home, all you health freaks, don't eat lettuce today, because this horrified Sydney shopper has had the fright of her life after finding a live snake in a bag of Cos lettuce.
Mm. She was in Mosman.
Yeah, the Mosman.
Couldn't believe her eyes.
Yeah, she said.
This sort of thing doesn't happen in Mosman.
Yeah, of course it absolutely doesn't.
What's with the pale-headed snake in my lettuce?
That's what it was. And she shared two photos of the dangerous reptile slithering among the green leaves. Yeah. It would be
jollied on home straight away to finish off that complaint to council about next door's renovation.
Yes, because it was only $3 million and she wanted it to be $4 million.
They're going to block my view.
Of course, of course. But that is a little bit of caution. If you are going home to have some lettuce today, just check every bag, because you never know.
Be very careful.
If you do want to have a chat about that, 133353 is the number to call.
I'll get that. Hello, Triple M.
Hello, it's Ronaldo. Hairdresser to the stars, part-time Uber driver. Paddy and Rob, you're going to go, I am bloody
very good. Thanks, Ronaldo.
I am hearing you loud and clear through my Walkman as you do it live from Terrigal Boardwalk. Myself and Sebastian, 30-year apprentice part-time fisherman, we're walking up the skill gunner.
Well, to come and say hello, Ronaldo. Make sure you do.
Oh, definitely. Look, as I drive by and saw you two on the grassy knoll, I thought, oh, God, I'm glad you're not in Dallas, Texas. Jeez, look what happened there last time.
Indeed. Did you hear the story about that snake being found in that bag of lettuce, Ronaldo?
Oh, yes, I did, and that's why I'm calling. The lady should have paid double the price for that bag of lettuce. She doesn't have to go to the reptile park now. She can just open up a fridge.
But this snake can be very dangerous as well, Ronaldo.
Oh, well, the effects of a bite of a pale-headed snake, or I've seen one or two of those before, can be very serious as the venom destroys red blood cells and disrupts blood clotting, which can cause organ failure.
No.
God! A snake in a lettuce! And these vegans and vegetarians think they're doing a good thing. Good, I'm back to rump steak and chips from today. Okay, bye.
Time for this.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Yes, we're looking at this morning how a horrified Sydney shopper had the fright of their life after finding a live snake in a bag of tossed lettuce.
This was a Molesman lady she rang to complain about the snake, thought they were talking about the snake that lived next door that wanted to do his renovations.
Yes, and he only wanted to spend $3 million on the renovation. She thought it should have been $4 million.
Oh, good grief. And it was going to block her view.
Ew, how dare he?
Of her car.
Yes. And that new Mercedes she bought for $250,000, she wanted the whole street to see it.
And there was dust on it.
Oh, I know. How disgusting from that bloody renovation.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, getting back to the baby snake. And it was found amongst these green leaves. So we thought this morning, what have you found in food? 133353.
G'day there, Mick from Morisset.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, going well, pal. You've been out to dinner lately, found some weird stuff in your grub.
Back in the old days, we had the fruit markets on the Central Coast. And mid-January, we got the pallet of mangoes in type thing, and we're setting up the display at the front of the shop. We've opened, you know, the 10 cases of mangoes. And as I got to the last case, a little black snake come out of the case. So,
Because they're dangerous.
We're in the middle of the shopping centre. He was about just under a metre long, and so you could basically say he scared me, he scared all the shoppers, and
mate, did he let go through the shopping centre?
He did actually. We scared him. He scared us, and we didn't know how to pick him up. We didn't know what to do. So, and he was quite quick.
Oh, yeah, they're not slow.
Jeez, it's the last thing you expect in a box of mangoes. I mean, really, what's a black snake doing there? And so you're the supplier. You've got it from the guys that give you all the fruit.
Oh, could have got on the truck, could have got anywhere, could have at the farm, anywhere, Mickey.
Yeah, he hopped in along the way somewhere, mate.
Yeah, and some of the many people walking by, we're just grabbing people. We just got Jasonica with us. Jasonica, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Not too bad. Walking along. What a great boardwalk. What a great thing for the Central Coast.
Oh, it's amazing. Me and my dogs absolutely love it.
Right. Have you seen it lit up in the evening? Did you see it last night?
I did actually see some pictures. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Not as beautiful as the sunrise, though.
Oh,
we've really got it this morning, don't we?
It's on a par, Jasonica. But one of the many.
It's hard to compete with nature.
One of the many who walk by and have come by. It's not just the opening that they've come here for. It's just because we've got so many people who are bloody fit.
Yep. And here we go. Hello, Therese.
Oh, hi.
Therese from Terrigal. How has your morning been?
Oh, it's great. I got some free coffee, some soap on the road.
Yes. Thank you. If you're walking by from Harvest Garden.
If you're walking by, you can come say good day and grab some soap on a rope. Maybe
we've just got the canine exhibition going on as well as we speak.
The dog show. It's amazing. I've never seen dogs do that sort of thing.
This is better than... If you didn't get to the Royal Easter Show, that had nothing either.
And you want to see a dog pyramid.
But as Therese said, you got your Harvest Garden soap on a rope with Triple M on it. Now, Therese, best part of this, it's really just a magnificent thing, isn't it?
It is beautiful. It's beautiful and it's just convenient for everyone in the area.
Yeah, and for those who are whinging about it, stop whinging. Just come down and have a look and, you know, don't worry about the $6
or
million bucks.
If you just like a shortcut.
It's just flat.
It's flat to the haven.
Yeah, it's
just
beautiful.
Just like this show, very flat. I tell you, it's so bloody hot. I'm thinking of taking my jeans off and just having a swim in my undies.
Don't do it.
You sure?
Yep, there's too many people down here for you to do that to them.
Speaking of don't do it, what don't you do, pal?
Mate.
On your birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
That's all right.
Thanks
on your birthday. That's all right.
I've done myself a mischief.
Yeah.
And I was kind of running around near a pool. I won't say I was running around the pool because I've told my kids for 15 years not to do that. And my son, Griff, he's 15 and he's getting bigger.
Yeah.
And he was there by the pool and he's squirting me with water. I'm going, I don't want to get in the water because it wasn't that warm to go in the swimming pool anyway. he squirted. I chased him, and he's run, and he's pretty quick, and I was not going to catch him for a million years. And I've run after him, and he's gone one way around the table. I went the other, and my toes have gone straight into the corner of the leg, and I can't walk. Like I've struggled to get my shoe on this morning. I think I've broken it.
Has it blown up?
I'm going for an X-ray today. Dead set end.
And here you are saying, oh, yeah, I'll play for Terrigal rugby. You can't even chase your young lad.
Mate, I defy anyone to run full tilt into a chair leg with your baby toe and come away unscathed.
But I don't think they can do anything if you've got a broken foot, can they?
No, I don't know.
I don't know whether they can do it, but isn't
it
painful?
I might get some time off.
Oh, don't you dare. If this is...
I'll have to get a cast put on.
I tell you what.
How am I going to drive? You'll have to pick me up in the morning.
This is your excuse to get another couple of days off. You are.
It really does hurt.
It does.
It does. That was unnecessary.
Okay, that's Rob's. That's Rob's warning. He won't be in tomorrow.
Paddy, I've got another splendid idea.
Oh, what is it this time?
Well, anyone listening can just subscribe to the Paddy and Rob podcast and stay up to date.
Of course, why wouldn't you?